from the Planet Fitness Judgment Free Zone Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS. WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us.
From Beasley Media Group Station, home of the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
It's 95.1.
I just got back from overseas again, and I listen to you guys every day while I was out. So thank you guys for getting me through giving peace to America.
Thank you, man.
Thanks for your service. Yeah. I just got the chills because that's incredible.
Do you know how I know I'm the big thing at my high school?
Is it in your Wikipedia page?
No, I don't think it's on my Wikipedia page.
What high school did you go to?
Salem High School.
They don't even have, like, you know how they tell you, like, famous people from your... They don't have
nothing.
That.
Oh, my gosh, I'm on mine.
You added it.
I didn't add
you
it.
Added that. I didn't even know.
You give me my new thing.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
I just got a splinter.
What happened over there?
There's a piece, like the countertop's wood, and I went to pull myself in with the chair because I do this move.
Uh-huh.
And I got a splinter.
Now, let me tell you something. There's only 1 inch of this entire counter that is wood.
So. Yeah, I know. And you touched the one spot.
Ah, what a way to start a Monday, huh?
There's worst ways.
That is true.
There's worse.
I guess you could put it that way. Everybody's got it worse. You think you have it bad? Somebody else has it worse. Remember that.
True.
It's cold outside. Somebody could be working out in that. In fact, a lot of people are working out in that.
You're going to like this. Are you ready, Roy? I want you to read this headline.
Snowy winter increasingly likely from North Carolina forecast. You know what, though?
No.
I got different sources. Says something different.
Well, so the Old Farmer's Almanac says that it's not going to be snowy, but the actual Farmer's Almanac, there's two of them apparently, okay, says it's going to be snowy.
Well,
but this is from the National Oceanic and Atmosphere Administration has announced its annual winter weather outlook. Mm-hmm. And because of a likely El Nino system, there's expected to be above average amounts of precipitation in our area.
But it's not supposed to be colder than usual.
While we're also expected to have a mild winter.
Yeah.
But the point being is that all we need is the precipitation and the cold to match up, and bing, you got yourself a snowstorm in the south.
Okay.
You know?
Come on. I moved out of Pittsburgh for a reason.
You have the Jeep. There's nothing more fun than driving the Jeep in a snowstorm.
It doesn't matter. I loathe the winter. I'm such a Florida girl.
Okay, well, when the winter comes, we're all hopping in your Jeep. And we're all going to go like do like donuts in a parking lot.
There's going to be a second kidnapping.
Oh, man.
A long time ago, when Loren just got her Jeep, I asked her if I could drive it. And Roy got in the front. And Loren got in the back, and we drove.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't take me home.
10 miles. And we kept telling her we were going back to the station. And she's so bad with directions.
We're clearly heading away from the city. And I'm like, okay.
Finally, she got smart and jumped on her Google Maps.
Yeah, figured out that we were
right. Wait a minute.
And you were trying to go to the airport overlook, but you were going the worst way.
I went the wrong way.
See, if you would have used Google Maps, we would have been there and back by the time I figured it out. And we would have been fine.
Yeah. I wanted to take you two to Make Out Mountain.
I like it.
Oh, by the way. Oh, my gosh.
Is that what they call that? Make Out Mountain?
So we had a great time on Friday night and the Haunted House bus tour. And, Roy, the reason why I'm segueing away from that to this real quick is I don't want to forget. I reminded my Siri to remind me that I found out a hilarious nugget about Loren from a listener.
Okay.
And we're going to ask you at 7:50 this morning.
Okay.
Okay. It's funny. And I'm like, are you sure? She's like, oh, yeah.
Do they know her?
Yeah, they know.
I didn't know anyone on the bus.
There's a certain circle that apparently, and Dallas. There's a certain circle that y'all run in or people that you run with. And this person knows someone and was convinced. And I was like, I don't think my Loren. No. But anyway,
we'll
okay. 7:50 this morning.
No, we're not swingers.
Hey, the bus tour, the Haunted House bus tour was awesome once again this year. Thanks to everyone who came out on the MRL show Haunted House bus tour. And big shout out to Roy, who made it on the bus, hung out as long as he could.
Mm-hmm.
And dude, it's good you didn't go. It was a lot of walking.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have made it. We got through one haunted house and you had to walk over like a mattress. And I was like, oh, this would have been it. He'd have been down.
Yeah.
Right. I knew it was a bad idea. You guys kept pushing. And then I was thinking about even just the bus ride. I'm like, what if I get car sick? What if I have to go pee? I can't just get off the bus. So
you'd have been fine on the bus, but the houses you wouldn't have made it through.
So that's good. Did you see my struggle getting off the bus?
Roy backed off the bus. He went down the bus backwards.
Yeah. So, like, I can't. It hurts to push off of my foot, but it also hurts to get onto my foot. So I really have to use a lot of my right foot.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, when I was going down the steps, I was only having to use my right foot. But the school bus steps aren't. Back when I was in school, you just went up two steps. Well, now they're like three steps and they're curved. It's like the weirdest way to get on a school bus now. And so I'm trying to, like, back through this small little churny part of the staircase, and my foot's too big. And
have you been back to the doctor at all? Like, do we have an update? Is it getting better?
Yeah, I went right after my Billy Joel thing. It wasn't a good appointment.
Good.
I was yelling to Roy, too. I was like, see you, buddy. Thanks for coming on the bus. I go, what the hell? He's backing off.
Yeah. It's causing a whole, like, a hold up, you know? The bus is trying to leave.
Well, it is Monday, and we could all use a Monday song. It's chilly outside. Right now, it's currently 37 degrees in the Queen City. Here's Good Charlotte on Monday.
Love that song.
Yeah, the Roy and Loren remix.
Remix, sure. Are you doped up right now?
Oh, man. Pooping in a hole.
What did I say? Pooping in a hole. Why did I say pooping in a hole? Pooping in a hole.
Okay.
Maybe I was talking about my hunting experiences. She said, konnichiwa. Are you doped up right now? I didn't know you had that much of me locked and loaded. I kind of wish I went on the tour just because if I got stuck in a haunted house, it would have been a whole thing and that'd have been funny.
Well, do you remember there was that one? By the way,
what's wrong?
I'm going to sound dumb and ignorant, but we went to 13th Acre, right?
Yeah, the 13th mm-hmm. Acre, yeah.
And we went to 901.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
And both of them were awesome.
Why do you think you're going to sound ignorant there?
Because we stopped at a gas station to go to the restroom mm-hmm. and to get fuel up on more beers and stuff for everyone.
Yeah.
And someone who wasn't on the bus was a fan of the show. And they're like, where are you off to next? And I was like, I don't remember. And I wasn't even drunk. I just couldn't remember the name of the place.
And he's like, I'm just going with the flow tonight. Yeah, wherever this bus takes me.
Really, really bad. So anyway, they were both awesome. But one of them, Roy, had one of those rooms that progressively got smaller.
Oh, it doesn't work.
That's a thing.
But then, like, I would love it because I would have just, like, not moved. And then they would have had to get somebody and, like, take me out, like, a side door. You know what I mean?
We got a logjam in section two.
It was one
Hold
of those.
Hold up the line. Stop everybody.
It was one of those, like, puffy things, too, so they would have had to pop it. It would have been a whole thing.
I'm stuck.
Let the air out.
Nicole had a blast. You had fun, didn't you, Nicole? No. Yeah, Nicole was just upset because she wanted to see Jake Miller. That was a whole
thing. But she got FaceTimed by Jake Miller, and I'm so jealous of you. I'm a big Jake Miller fan, too. I didn't get crap.
Should have went on the tour.
I was upset, though, because I couldn't hear him. So I get FaceTimed. He's there. I'm just smiling at him. But, like, the bus was so loud. The music was so loud. Everyone was talking, so I couldn't hear him.
For those of you that aren't familiar, Jake Miller is an artist, not just somebody that we know. And he was performing a little free show here at the Rosemont.
Yeah.
Right next to the radio station.
I don't think she'd be that excited for someone we know. I think she'd be that excited for us.
Yeah, I know. Somebody listening is like, wow, this Jake Miller.
He's a good act, man. He's a good artist.
So you were jealous.
I was very jealous. Oh. Yeah. I saw her screenshots. I was like, I didn't get no FaceTime from Jake Miller.
Right.
Boss Man hooked it up.
I know. And I'm like, I host a radio show that could actually talk about him, and he didn't FaceTime me.
Well, we're talking about it now.
I know. Quagmire
pulled through for Nicole.
I know. Right before we left, I'm just looking at him, and I'm just like, Boss Man, don't look at me. I'm not talking to you. Because he changed the time. The time was supposed to be at 5, so I could do both. Then it went to 6, then it went to 6:30, and there was just no chance.
Giggity, giggity, giggity.
That's our boss.
Mm-hmm.
Hanging out with Jake Miller.
All right. Well, we do have a lot of things for you today. We've got a brand new census survey for you at 7:20 and 8:20. We've got Gravedigger Balls tickets. Gravedigger's Ball.
Hey, come on out to the Gravedigger Balls.
you don't want the Gravedigger Balls tickets, but you do want the Gravedigger's Ball tickets. We've got that for you. Got $1,000 with Wake Up and Win. I know that.
Yeah.
It's freezing outside.
It's not called Wake Up and Win. It's called Kiss Cash Code. Yeah. Sorry about that, producer Nicole.
Boy, we're off to a great start.
It's
I got a
Monday.
Splinter already.
Yeah, we're rusty.
Yelled at twice.
Ow, it really hurts. It's in my finger and I can't even see it. It's one of those.
And nobody cares, but we're talking about that, you know, the splinter. You know.
Somebody better care. They have a heart. Hey, we got to take a quick break. When we come back, though, did you see the Loren only Neiman Marcus baller gift list?
No, come on. They're like fantasy gifts. You can't, and nobody can get down with them. It's so expensive.
The 2018 fantasy catalog gift catalog is here.
Hang on. Is there a yacht on the list? Because I've been with Loren as she was looking up a yacht. I ain't kidding you.
There is a yacht on the list.
Oh, well, that's on the red list. Okay.
Yes. We're going to, there's a chocolate fantasy. There's a tennis fantasy, which I like. But these are pretty funny. The 2018 fantasy gift catalog where we can all imagine to live the lifestyle that we want to. Maybe if we won the Powerball.
Or the Mega Millions.
Or the Mega Millions.
Yeah.
They're both up there.
You can win almost $2 billion, I think it is.
Okay. All right. We'll get to that. Don't go anywhere. You got to hear it. It's less than 10 minutes away.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our KISS 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
So this Neiman Marcus, you know the store, Loren?
I do.
It's on the fancy side of South Park Mall. I've seen it.
Yeah, I mean, you think Nordstrom's high-end? Neiman Marcus laughs at Nordstrom.
Yeah, that's true.
Neiman Marcus has a fantasy gift collection that they put out every year. They're luxurious, over-the-top presents from the high-end department store that are a little bit out of the budget for probably Roy and I.
Right. You know, I think it's so far away in the mall because they know, like, I won't walk there. You know what I mean?
Well, they do have, like, all those high-end stores in their own corner. So, like, Burberry is right there, Tiffany's, Neiman Marcus, and Nordstrom. They're all in the same part of the mall.
So you can get these really cool fantasy gifts if you have the money or you know someone who's going to win the Mega Millions. This one's really cool. I like this. You can experience all 4 tennis majors with tennis player Sloane Stephens for $555,000.
Dang.
For $500,000, you and a friend can be VIP guests at the U.S. Open, the Australian Open, French Open, and Wimbledon. Those are the 4 big tennis tournaments. You'll even get a private 45-minute hitting match with professional player Sloane Stephens, who is the girl that we met, Loren, at Cam Newton's
event.
Is
that who it was?
Yeah, Sloane. She's awesome. You could live out your secret agent fantasy for $315,000.
What's that mean?
For adrenaline junkies, you're going to love this 3-day, 2-night espionage adventure in Las Vegas. It starts with a mysterious man in a tux handing you an envelope with your mission. Then free-fall parachutists, combatant drivers, and force Renaissance Marines help you jump out of planes, race supercars, whatever it takes to complete your mission. cool. Just like kind of a James Bond thing for $315,000.
Oh my gosh.
Seems like something Will Smith would do in his YouTube vlog.
Yeah. It's like an insane amount of money.
If you have a sweet tooth, you can get the custom candy bar with 1 million Sugarfina candies for $325,000.
I don't even know what that is.
The gift comes with a behind-the-scenes tour of the Sugarfina factory.
Oh, is that like a brand of chocolate or something?
Yeah, it includes working with the creators on custom candy flavors. You're really playing Willy Wonka. Then for 3 years, Sugarfina will deliver your sweets and more candy, about 1 million pieces of in all.
I went to Times Square and got my name on an M&M. I wonder if it's like that.
No, I think it is. What'd that cost you?
About $20. I was upset. That was too expensive.
And then the Loren yacht. Roy, tell us, because right before we went to commercial, you said there's a yacht on there, that you went on a yacht with Loren.
Yeah, well, we went on a yacht. I didn't look at a yacht.
Well, we both did. We partied on a yacht in Miami for New Year's, which actually was cost effective if we brought a big group of people.
Right.
It actually paid out reasonably.
You bought a table, then you could have X amount of people.
Yeah, if you were just you and like a friend.
Where was the yacht parked?
It was parked outside the Pitbull concert for New Year's that's broadcasted on television.
Okay.
So we, you know. You got to see me and Loren on the deck, in the background.
It was like a party yacht.
It was a party yacht. And then also I've seen Loren look at vacation yachts.
What?
You've looked at, haven't you, though?
Okay. Ritz-Carlton has a new brand coming out that is a luxury cruise ship. Uh-huh. And I looked at that because I was curious.
And then she tried to justify the price for me. And I'm like, Loren, you can't justify the price.
Well, you would get use of the Neiman Marcus Edition Serenity Solar Yacht for $7 million, Loren.
Oh, my gosh.
It's the biggest solar-powered yacht in the world, and it's designed by Neiman Marcus. The ship has three levels, sleeps 12, including four crew members, a state-of-the-art entertainment system, fully functioning kitchen, and the best part, it comes with a Neiman Marcus shopping spree.
All right, so if we divided the $7 million by...
Yeah, this is what she does. She's looking at this vacation, and it's like, she goes, well, it's $7,000 for the Caribbean. She goes, but the average vacation is two, and two's not far off from seven.
That's
and
I'm like, not what I said.
Why are you kidding me?
Your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Loren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
I'm kidding. That's not what was said.
I was trying to justify it, but it wasn't that bad.
So there it was. On Saturday night, Loren. I got back from I went out with my brother and a friend, and we went to a bar to watch the baseball game. I'm awake. I'm ready to watch Saturday Night Live to see if Pete Davidson says anything about Ariana Grande.
Nada.
And it's a rerun with Tom Hanks and Lady Gaga. No new episode this week. No new episode next week.
Sad, right?
It is.
Well, I do have a Pete Davidson update for you coming up because he broke his silence.
Okay.
But we'll get there in a second because I think we all thought that that Justin Bieber was behind the quick courthouse run with Hailey Baldwin. And come to find out, sources are saying that it was actually her idea, that she was behind the quick nuptials. She's a very bright girl, and she's not just blindly adorning Justin, following him around, that she was the one who was like, hey, it's me and you against the world. Let's go to the courthouse and show everyone how serious we are, that this isn't just a fling.
Me and you against the world.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Conners have a new cast member that will be coming on board.
Oh, God, already?
October 30th.
That's not a good scene.
It's Matthew Broderick.
Mm.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
From
Sarah Jessica Parker's husband.
Gotcha.
So he'll be joining the season as Lori's on-screen boyfriend, Peter. So, I mean, you won't have to wait too long for that. Just about another week.
Ferris Bueller, Roy.
Kim Kardashian, she had a birthday yesterday, and she celebrated, of course, with her husband and her family. But she also sat down with Alec Baldwin for his show, and she said, I guess, why she lets Kanye just do his thing and be Kanye.
Well, she's here to tell us that she didn't sit down with him, right?
No.
She stood up. No, I'm just kidding.
I let him be who he wants to be. I let him have his own views and opinions, even if they're different than mine. I grew up in a household where Bruce is my stepdad, had one political view, and, you know, maybe my real father had a different political view, or my mom, and we would just always talk about it and be really open about it. And it was always okay to have different views. That's what life is about.
Thank you, Kim. Okay, so Pete Davidson broke his silence. I'll just tell you really quickly. He was at an event and got up on stage and said he had followed Tom Petty. And he said, well, who wants to follow that? I'm going through enough of my life. Then he made some jokes about needing a roommate and about his tattoo, which we'll get into in the 7:30 Dirty.
Okay.
But that is your dirty for now.
Thanks, Lauren. You know what? Maybe we'll open up the phones to this, too. I was going to throw this out there to you guys, but maybe we'll have the people jump in on this, too. You could take a little test this morning to get your brains going on a cold Monday morning. Think about this, you guys. 60% of people do this when they go to bed. 60% of people do this when they go to bed. If you think you have a guess, you can share it. 704-570-9595. We're going to tell you, I know that I like doing this, but Amanda hates it.
Okay.
Think out of the box, too, for this.
I have an idea.
Think out of the box. We'll get to your guess and more. Coming up in under 10 minutes.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
Let's see if you guys have your Monday morning brains in gear yet. 60% of people do this when they go to bed. What is that? You can jump on the phone, 704-570-9595, see if you know the answer.
I was going to say snore, but I assume that's not the answer because you said Amanda doesn't like it and you like to do this.
Not snore. That is incorrect. I'll tell you the answer here in a second, but there's a couple of people on hold that want to wake up on a Monday.
This is Rob in Charlotte. Hey, Rob.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, Rob, you think your brain's in gear yet?
I think it is. I think it is. I'm going to say 60% of people probably sleep naked.
Sleep naked. That's incorrect. But you know what? I see study after study that says it is the best thing to do for your body is to sleep naked.
I sleep in the nude.
So do I.
Yeah.
You guys do?
Yeah, we take it all off.
Rob, do you sleep in the nude?
Let me tell you, I probably about 8 days out of the week I do.
8 days.
8 days out of the week.
See, my math is right. Okay,
that does.
Aren't you nervous if something happens in the middle of the night?
What are you going to do?
Get dressed?
The only thing
I lived on campus, you know, at UNC Charlotte when I went there. And when we would have fire drills in the middle of the night or somebody set the alarm. And if I was sleeping naked, guess what? If you end up outside naked, you end up outside naked. It is what it is.
That's kind of how
I else has a problem with it, that's on them.
See, I leave pair of pants and a top right next to my bed in case I got to, like, cash cries and I got to run upstairs real quick.
I can't imagine a world where I literally would not have enough time to get dressed.
Really?
I can't really imagine that. Like, if there's a fire in another unit, I think I'll have enough time to throw something on.
What if an axe murderer comes in? You think he's going to be like, hey, I'll let you get dressed?
Well, just go ahead and murder me.
Yeah. What if it's in your unit?
Well, then maybe, but that's not going to happen. But the other thing I worry about...
What if the guy who wants to murder you tells you to get dressed, and you're like, I can't find anything, and then he gets annoyed and just leaves?
That's how it works. I'm more worried about if I die and someone, you know, it's like my family has to come find me, and I'm like, naked. In the nude. Yeah, I don't want that at all. This is Brad in Union. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Good morning, good morning. Hey. I was going to say 60% of the people foot cuddle.
Oof.
While they're in bed.
Foot cuddling. I love to foot cuddle. My husband hates it. My feet are always freezing.
Yeah, I don't mind foot cuddling. You know what I do? I do a weird move, Brad. I put my hand underneath my wife's leg. Like, I like to spread out, sleep on my belly. So I'll put my hand, like, underneath her thigh. And I like that cuddling. All right, you're all wrong. Roy, do you want to take a guess?
Does it put lotion on?
It is not. Nearly 60% of people sleep with their bedroom door open.
What's wrong with those people?
According to a recent survey.
I do that just to be able to see my kids' room.
Well, I don't want them peering in. I'd be an awful parent.
Anything, but it's a safety factor.
Yeah, I see.
We leave our door open, morning. I think.
Thanks, Brad. Have a good morning.
I mean, not all the way open, but like halfway.
I would love to leave my door open. Growing up, I wanted my door open. And all my friends are like, no, man, door closed. If anything happens, you want to be safe in your room. And I'm like, no, if anything happens, I want to be able to get out.
Yeah.
I'm a closer.
What are you, Nicole? Are you? Oh, she's. What about you, Aaron, our digital producer? Door open or door closed at your parents' house where you live?
Thanks.
Yeah, no,
it's
good.
It's all right. You got a girlfriend
that's
already.
That's a cool move. I do open.
Yeah.
You do open?
Yeah, I do.
See, I don't want to hear anything that's going on outside my bedroom. I don't want to hear, you know what I mean? Like, I want everything to be closed and secured and... You know, for the longest time, I used to lock my bedroom door, even when I lived by myself.
That is really weird. You'd lock the main door
and then lock my bedroom door.
Dude, that's like a panic room.
Yeah, I know. But it's just like I always did that growing up as a kid, locking my bedroom door.
Just force of habit.
Force of habit.
So a recent study says that 60% of people sleep with their bedroom door open. That simple choice could mean life or death in the event of a house fire, as a closed door can slow the spread of flames, reduce toxic smoke, and improve oxygen levels.
Hmm.
Did you know that, Roy?
That's why I was doing it.
Did you know the average time to escape a home fire has gone from 17 minutes to 3 minutes? In less than
fires doubles within decades. Yeah, it doubles within seconds or something crazy like that. But I would like to think, unless it happened in my own unit, I would have more than enough time to respond in another apartment if there's a fire in another apartment.
Yeah. Mm. I don't know. I'm big on sleeping with the door open. I want to be able to hear things.
Really?
Yeah,
I don't.
I want to be alert to what's going on.
If someone breaks in, don't wake me up. Just take it while I'm sleeping.
Well, doesn't Callie sleep with you?
Yeah, well, she tries.
Does she ever try and get out?
Of
the bedroom?
No, it's bedtime. She wants to sleep.
Because when I had my girl Kasia, she would always try and get out. Then that was a whole thing. I would hear her ramming the door with her head. Like, and then she would come over by me and she would go.
Maybe that's why we sleep with the door open. Maybe that's the habit that we had when we had Woofer.
Yeah.
The Woofer would get out.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, if you sleep with your door open, you're one of those 60%. You're the good guys.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
Aaron, you leave your door open.
Hey, Mom. I love our producers. Lives at home. He's young. What are you a freshman?
He rolls his eyes every time.
Are you a freshman in college?
Sophomore, buddy.
Sophomore? Yeah. Okay, yeah, you should have more rights around the house.
Yeah, yeah, no, I'm allowed to keep the door open some nights.
Do you have a curfew? Do you have a curfew?
No.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Even though you live at home. Because I know some parents, even though their kids are over 18, if you live at home, you're on my time.
See, she does this thing where, and I don't even understand it. She's like, you know, just, I'm like a roommate. So just let me know when you're going
to
be back.
That's good. That's what parents should do.
When you're that age.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Aaron. Go back to producing that Facebook Live.
And by the way, just stay at your parents' as long as you possibly can and save your money.
No, don't.
Save your money.
War of the Roses coming up. Ian wants to find out if Hunter is cheating on him with a friend, but there's a good reason why Hunter and the friend are hanging out together. We'll test another relationship in under 7 minutes in War of the Roses.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Hunter, you think your boyfriend Ian is cheating on you. What's going on?
Well, me and my boyfriend have been together for a while now, and since his ex moved back into town, he's kind of been hanging out with him a little bit more and more lately. Basically, when they broke up, me and Ian started dating, and he just moved back in to town into Charlotte, and he told Ian that he needed help finding some properties, and Ian's a real estate agent, so he told me about it, which I appreciate, but at the same time, he ended up helping him anyways, and I mean, it's been about 3 weeks now, and almost every weekend they're out all day together looking at houses, and it seems like they're spending an inappropriate amount of time together, and I kind of have a bad feeling in the pit of my stomach about it.
Wow. Okay. That was a lot.
It was a lot. Maybe they just, and with all the other clients, he never spends this much time with them?
I mean, he works really hard, but I've never seen him give this much attention to anybody else.
Well, maybe it's just because he knows him, you know? I mean, typically you don't know the people that hire you, so maybe he feels more allegiance to that person. I know there's a sticky background there, but, you know, do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but either way, if Hunter said no, like, I don't want you to do this, Ian, I don't want you to, you know, can you not sell the guy a house?
Of course. Have you had that conversation?
And that's the thing. I totally have told him that. And I've expressed to him several times that I'm really uncomfortable about it. And he just keeps telling me that everyone's a client and, you know, he needs to pursue every opportunity that he has on his table. And I get that. But at the same time, this is one person. It's not – Charlotte's a big place. There's plenty of people to sell houses to. He doesn't need to be calling his ex to get business from. I think it's very inappropriate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Fair enough. Let's call and find out if there's anything going on. The ex back in the picture. We'll see who Ian sends it to. The ex's name is?
Ex's name is Kyle.
All right, Roy, you ready?
Yeah, I'm donning up, and here we go. Wow, long ring.
Hello?
Hi, Ian. My name is Kelly. I'm calling from Flowers for You. I'm calling with some great news. I have your name and number here as the winner of our Instagram tag contest. Our company's trying something a little new, and we are giving away ultimate date night packages. And we randomly, somebody tagged you in our post, and we randomly selected your handle to get this.
Oh, wow. What a surprise.
Yeah, it's fun.
That's great.
So I have dinner for two, a bottle of champagne, and movie tickets for you to share with someone you love.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
All for me? Wow, that is wonderful. That's so sweet of you.
Thank you.
Oh, honey, you are putting me in a little bit of predicament. I have two very special people in my life at this time. Would it be possible to, maybe split up the prizes between, like, you know, two different people? Would that be okay?
Oh, you know what, Ian? Unfortunately, we cannot. You'll have to choose just one person to share it with.
Okay. No, I understand.
I'm so sorry about that.
Why don't we go ahead and do it for Ian and Kyle, please? That'd be great.
Okay, so for you and Kyle. Now, Ian, I do want to remind you that this is a romantic package. Are you, Kyle someone you're romantic with?
Yeah, you could say that.
Okay.
You could say that, yeah.
Would you like us to deliver a message for you?
Well, this is great. If you could just say, hey, sweetie, don't worry, we'll figure it out. Love, okay. Ian. That would be great.
All right.
Thank you so much. This is amazing. I was not expecting this when I woke up this morning.
All right. Well, I don't think you're going to be expecting this next part either, but your boyfriend Hunter is on the phone, Ian.
Oh, what? Ian, you're such a slut.
Hunt? Yeah, hi. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show. This is War of the Roses. It's where we catch cheaters.
Oh, this thing. Oh, this is it.
Why do you believe that you said that you have two? You have two f***ing people in your life that you're romantic with right now? What the hell does that mean, Ian?
Just simmer down. Don't get all dramatic, okay? Just don't. I can't deal with you right now.
Old queen can go be happy as hell together. I know that you've been cheating on me. I f***ing knew it.
Oh.
Want more War of the Roses? Listen to them on demand anytime using the Kiss 95.1 app. Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Welcome to your chilly Monday. 37 degrees right here in South End, Charlotte.
Too much. Pull back, winter.
Gravedigger's Ball, of course, is synonymous with Halloween. And it is coming October 27th. Uptown. We have awesome acts for you guys. We have Loud Luxury and Black Bear performing, two great artists that are going to be awesome for the big event. Thousands of dollars in costume money.
It's the biggest Halloween party in the nation. It's even been featured on The Price is Right as a prize. People literally, I get so surprised when we do our costume contest. People from different states travel in for this night. Because of all the prizes that are online for the costume contest and, of course, the show.
That's right. And, by the way, we have your tickets. When you hear Roy's random survey coming up around 7:20, be caller number 9 during the senseless survey, 704-570-9595. When you hear the senseless survey, be caller 9 and you score your tickets to go to the Gravedigger's Ball.
Derek and Loretta, this showcase is full of Halloween fun. And it starts with a little music. First, pack your costume and get ready to rock. You're headed to one of the biggest Halloween concert events in the country, the Gravedigger's Ball in Charlotte, North Carolina.
That is awesome.
Oh, so.
And we got tickets all week, by the way. But today, when you hear the census survey at 7:20, be caller number 9. It's coming up in just about 10 minutes.
Half of women said they prefer to do this with someone other than their husband.
About half of
women, yeah.
Hmm.
Shop.
Shop is a good one, but I would think it would be more than half if it was.
Yeah, 80% of people do not want to go shopping.
Maybe that's true.
I say dine.
Dine?
Like, yeah, dine out.
Hey, you're not too far off. It's hanging out and confiding. About half of women say that their female friends are closer than family and that they would rather confide with their bestie more than their husband because their BFF is less irritating than their spouse.
I know we've talked about this, but are there things, I forget what you said, are there things that your bestie knows that Dallas doesn't?
There used to be, but I feel like I'm closer to Dallas now because he's the only one I see.
Right.
He's like the kid in Dallas.
Because I don't have a social life currently.
Once that kid comes, it's amazing how that becomes a thing.
Really is. Mm-hmm. But I think I'm closer like to him currently. But in the past, yes, I've had girlfriends that I was so close with that they knew more than my husband.
I'm sure Amanda does.
Oh, I'm sure she does.
Amanda has things that, like, just, you know, peep up every once in a while. And she's like, I thought I told you. I'm like, no, I didn't know you dated him.
Mm-hmm.
What are you talking about?
And, like, maybe things with shopping, like, maybe your wife will admit to her bestie that she bought this.
Oh, yeah.
Versus telling you.
And Amanda works in fashion, so it's amazing how much clothes she gets that are at a, quote, discounted rate.
Oh, yeah.
But when it's a $350 pair of shoes,
right.
You get it.
The discounted rate's still a kick. I wonder, though, if, ladies, Roy's on to something here. We need to hear from you guys this morning.
Is there something that your BFF knows that your husband doesn't?
If you want to tell us what that is, you can. But let's just take the pulse of the city and find out how many ladies confide in something with their BFF. And we're not talking about boyfriends now. This is your husband, the person you went to the altar or the courthouse with.
Till death do us part.
And may you not know anything I told Ashley.
Exactly.
704-570-9595. Ladies, is there something that your bestie knows that your husband doesn't? And maybe you'll never tell him.
Some things are just better left unsaid.
Are they, though?
Yeah. Like, I don't need to know who your ex-girlfriend is. And you don't need to know who my ex-boyfriend is. That was PR, PD, pre-Ren, pre-Dallas.
But your bestie does know all about that. What concept would that be? Oh, boy. Amanda just texted me. She says, 100% I have secrets.
Yeah, of course she does.
She's in that drop-off line with Dino.
Hi, Dino.
Yeah. He's probably like, Mom, do you have secrets?
Of course, too many to tell.
Why do you think Cash doesn't speak yet? He knows too much.
I mean, what instance?
I'm going to need you to pretend that you can't talk for at least two more years, Cash.
Right. But hold on a second. Let's all sit down at the dinner table with Loren and her friends and have wine.
Okay.
Why would your ex even come up in conversation?
I don't know. Maybe they liked something on Instagram or...
And you would bring that up just for talk?
No, but like maybe somebody else saw it, or maybe somebody's having a similar experience in a breakup to what I had, so I would bring it up then.
Oh, mm-hmm. I have a perfect example. Is your husband in town?
Mm-hmm. And I think he's in the car right now. Oh. Yeah, that perfect example.
You think you know something?
I think I do, that he doesn't.
Well, whisper it to her.
Okay, hang on. Put my mic down.
All right.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
Did you even put that mic down, did you?
Yeah, I did. Okay. I can hear you.
Does he know about that?
I don't remember.
He said he was upstairs.
Yeah, but I don't know that I...
And by the way, you've talked about this on the air.
Yeah, okay. But it may have been when he was out of town.
Yeah.
By the way, I love that now Dallas is driving in his car going, what the?
I'm definitely going to get a text message.
Anonymous in Charlotte, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, my husband doesn't know that I slept with my ex while me and him were on a break, but my bestie knew the day I did it.
Oh, see, but you were on a break. Well,
if he found out, would he be upset? Of course
he would. We would be divorced.
Oh, really? Even though you were on a break?
Yes. Even though we were on a break, yes.
Are you nervous that your bestie knows?
No, I know she'd never tell. Because I know things about her that her husband doesn't know.
See?
We take things to the grave. Even if you break up, like even if your friendship breaks up, typically you take it to the grave.
Exactly. I would never fail.
Anonymous, did you call her before or after the furniture moving?
after because it wasn't planned.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
And were you remorseful or were you...
She was on a break. Why would she need to be remorseful?
I was remorseful, but we were on a break.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get in her head, see if she was proud of it.
No, not proud of it.
Okay.
All
right, Anonymous. Thanks a lot for sharing. She's the only one, by the way. Anonymous is the only honest one amongst you all.
I know. And she was remorseful about something I don't think she should have been. I would have told him and be like, well, maybe if you wouldn't taken a break.
Again, some things are better left unsaid.
Maybe if we just stay together.
You put the ball in his court, make him think it's his fault.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm a hot item. I don't stay on the shelf long.
704 texted and said, my husband has no idea that my boyfriend and he work together.
Mm.
By the way, I love that. We're for some odd reason not allowed to tell the story about Loren, but like even our radio family knows the story and Dallas doesn't know.
He might know. You're not sure if he knows or not.
I can't remember if I told him or not.
Well, how about this? Someone showed up. We'll just say that.
Yeah, someone showed up.
And maybe Dallas doesn't know that.
And they may or may not have had flowers and tried to win the Loren back.
Still to come.
All right. We got a brand new Roy Senseless survey. And also your chance at Gravediggers ball tickets. That's coming your way in 5 minutes. Don't ever...
Call me on my cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
Call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
May I speak to Rebecca Camino, please?
Yes, this is Rebecca, but everybody calls me Becca.
Oh, okay, Becca. Hi, Mr. Brown, U.S. Census U.S. Census Bureau. I'm here for a survey for your government.
Okay.
Okay. I got a couple questions for you. What do you do if you see an endangered animal eating an endangered plant?
I guess I would stop the animal from eating the plant.
Is there a time limit on fortune cookie predictions?
Mm-hmm.
No. What is this survey?
It's the U.S. Census survey. If a bald person is a chef, do they have to wear a hairnet?
Jennifer, I'm going to put you on speakerphone. Jennifer, you have to hear this. Okay, go ahead. Hello?
Did she hang up?
I'm on speakerphone. Hello, you're off speakerphone. Can you hear me now?
Did you hear me? I was talking to you.
No, I couldn't.
Oh, try again.
Okay. All right, you're on speakerphone. Hello?
Oh.
Oh,
gosh. Oh, you're so bad.
She hung up that time.
Oh, Roy, you're so mean.
I think she realized the second. Okay, this guy's just messing with
me. Oh, God, I love it. All right. Producer Nicole's looking for caller number 9 right now to go to the Gravediggers Ball October 27th uptown. We said when you heard Roy's census survey, be caller 9 and you can win those tickets. Loren's going to update us on the dirty.
Pete Davidson broke his silence about the breakup with Ariana. I've got it coming up for you in 3 minutes.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Go behind the scenes with our weekly Rap Party podcast. Access it with the Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa. Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So we've all been wondering who would break their silence. And Pete Davidson, he did it this weekend. Not on SNL because SNL is on a 2-week hiatus. But he was at an event, and he had to get up on stage after Tom Petty had performed. And he said,
"Who wants?" Tom Petty passed away. What stage was this?
Maybe a Tom Petty memorial.
It was a memorial. I'm sorry.
Okay.
But he said,
"I'm not trying to drill holes in your stories."
No, that's okay.
The guy passed.
He said, "Who wants to follow that? I'm going through kind of a rough time myself." And then he made some jokes about needing a roommate. And he also talked about his tattoo as well. So we thought he would do it on SNL. But,
we were hoping.
Yeah, and a lot of people, including Pete, thinks that they'll be back together at some point. So really? We'll see. Meghan Markle's dad, he came to find out that he was going to be a grandfather with the rest of us. He said he heard it with the rest of the world, and he was filled with love, joy, and happiness. And he feels that way for the baby, his daughter, and his son-in-law. So he's hoping that one day he will get to meet the baby as well.
Not likely.
If Queen Mummy has anything to do with it,
stay away. Back to Beaumont, Texas for you.
So Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel, they've been trying to sell their very overpriced penthouse in Soho for a very long time. Well, they had to drop it $400,000. So it's still at the bargain basement price of $6.5 million.
Good God.
Yeah. It does have a gym and a private entrance. And I feel like that should be on the Neiman Marcus fantasy gift list.
Doesn't every house have a private entrance?
I guess not in a building.
Oh,
you know
okay.
what I mean?
Okay, at the front door.
They're in a penthouse.
I think tells me Roy's going to ask his apartment complex today if there's a way to get a private entrance. I'll need a private entrance, you know, just because.
So Britney Spears, she is going back to Vegas for another residency, but she says that this one will feel and look so much different than the last one. It will have an urban street hip-hop vibe.
Whoa.
And
that's how we describe our show.
An urban street hip-hop vibe. She said you'll feel it in the music, the wardrobe, the choreography, the backup dancers, and the set design. And she's also hired two of the creators behind J-Lo's residency. So that's kind of fun.
Cool.
Yeah. But that is your Dirty for Now.
Thank you so much, Loren. Let's play Can't Beat Loren. 704-570-9595. Y'all, she's got 31 wins.
Whoa.
31. Call now. Take her down.
Hey, want to get dirtier? For more celeb sleaze, click the dirty at kiss951.com.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren.
Sponsored by The Funny Bus, City Comedy Tour.
On Kiss95.1.
Hey, Catherine. Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Hey, how y'all doing today?
We're good. You're playing Can't Beat Loren.
I'm excited.
Are you in the car by yourself?
I have my 11-month-old baby, Dominic.
Aww.
Dominic.
Hi, Dominic.
He says, hey.
We do a voice for our daughter, Ruby, Amanda and I. Do you do a voice for Dominic?
Yeah, so we call him Scooty.
Scooty?
So Scooty.
Yeah. That's so funny.
All right, let's play Can't Beat Loren, Catherine.
All righty. Get out of the studio, Loren.
I'm going.
Scooty out, Loren.
Scooty on out.
I love her.
Loren is leaving the studio. You can watch us. I don't know how many people know, but we have like a whole TV show. Watch Kiss 95. Go on the Kiss 95.1's Facebook page to watch us live, and you'll see that Loren's out of the studio where she cannot hear these questions.
All right, here we go. Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton celebrated Halloween over the weekend for Gwen's niece at a birthday party. What TV show did those two meet on?
The Voice.
And happy birthday to Kim Kardashian, who turned 38 yesterday. She's not the oldest Kardashian, though. That's Scott Disick's ex. Who is that?
Courtney.
I always forget that, by the way. For some reason, to me, Kim seems like the oldest. I don't know why. Hey, Pete Davidson broke the silence with Ariana Grande, Grandy, over the weekend, but it wasn't on the Late Show that he works on because that show was in reruns. What show are we talking about?
Not Live.
Chris Hemsworth picked up a hitchhiker in the pursuit from a hospital. In the purest form of hospitality, and not only gave him a ride, but gave him a ride on a helicopter.
Whoa.
Who is Chris's brother who's engaged to Miley Cyrus?
Liam.
And question five, like grandfather, like grandson, after a photo was released of Prince Harry's grandfather, Prince Philip, over the weekend, they could totally be body doubles. Who is Prince Harry's pregnant wife?
Meghan Markle.
Come on in, Loren. Come in.
Scooty says,
get back in here.
I can't when you don't say anything. When you don't do anything and you just yell at the door, I can't hear you. It's a soundproof door.
Oh, yeah, there's that.
Okay.
Okay, she got them all correct. I'm not going to tell you, Loren, if you got it right or wrong until the very end. Okay.
Our contestants have been on some run, by the way, equal as you. They've been doing really great. All right, Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton celebrated Halloween over the weekend for Gwen's niece. It was a Halloween-themed birthday party. What TV show did they meet on?
The Voice.
Happy birthday to Kim Kardashian, who turned 38 yesterday. She's not the oldest Kardashian, though. That goes to Scott Disick's ex.
Courtney.
Pete Davidson broke his silence on the split with Ariana Grande, but it wasn't on the Late Show that he works on. That show is on hiatus this weekend.
You want the name of the show? SNL.
Chris Hemsworth picked up a hitchhiker in the purest form of hospitality, and not only gave him a ride, but gave him a ride in a helicopter. Who's Chris's brother who's engaged to Miley Cyrus?
Liam Hemsworth.
Like grandfather, like grandson, after a photo was released of Prince Harry's grandfather, Prince Philip, over the weekend, they could totally be body doubles. Who is Prince Harry's pregnant wife?
Meghan Markle.
How do you think you did?
I think I did pretty good.
Confident?
You did pretty well. You got them all correct. It's a tie.
All I do is win. Catherine, Dominic, I'm so sorry. It is a tie.
Oh, it's okay.
You have the best voice.
Oh, thank you.
You really do just make me happy. But you know what we want to hear before we let you go today?
I can't be Lauren, but we can tie her.
You sure can.
Have a great day, Catherine. Thanks for listening.
Thank you. God bless.
Oh.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Lauren Show.
Make people say God bless.
I know. She's so sweet.
She was sweet. Yeah. Way to beat her, Lauren. Good job.
Make me feel bad now.
Well, but maybe you'll feel a lot worse because evidently there's something about you that no one else knows.
So we were at the 13th Acre and 901, two haunted trails this past weekend with the MRL Show Haunted House Bus Tour.
Uh-huh.
And Roy, one of the people on the bus who didn't say much at all, they were very quiet the whole time, stopped me before we got on the bus and said, "Hey, I know something about Lauren in Dallas, and I'm like 98% sure it's true."
Whoa.
And it blew me away. I'm like, there's no way.
I can't wait to hear what
but
this is.
But you got
to
promise to be honest with us.
I'll be honest
okay,
with you.
If it's true. Okay. Uh-huh. And we also will need Dallas on the show if it's true.
Okay.
All right. It's all coming up in under 10 minutes. Don't go anywhere. You got to hear it.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lauren on Kiss 95.1.
This thing called the MRL Haunted House Tour. We gave tickets away for it earlier this month, but we get a bunch of our MRL radio family members. We hop on a Region Uptown bus, and then we go to 200 houses where they get the VIP experience, where they get to skip the line.
So we had a great night going to 13th Acre and 901.
Yep.
And thank you so much to Region Uptown for busing us around. The fact is there's 30 of us, so we had to go into the haunted house in groups.
Yeah, we were in like three different groups, yeah.
So not everybody got back to the bus at the same time. But when we were at the first stop, everybody was kind of getting on the bus, and I was waiting, so I was just sitting outside drinking a beer, sitting outside the bus, because I knew we were going to be on it for like another 30
first
minutes.
First stop here or first?
First stop, haunted house. Everybody's coming out in groups, getting back on the bus.
Gotcha. Okay. Down in Monroe. Okay.
And Lorraine, the person who told me this, I couldn't point them out. They were on the bus with either their boyfriend or their husband.
Okay. And they told you something about me.
But they were very quiet the whole time.
Huh.
Okay. So at the first stop.
Now, mind you, I didn't know anyone on the bus.
Right. Well, somebody knew you. The person comes up to me and she says, "Hey, I know something about Lauren that you might find funny."
Okay.
Oh,
and Dallas,
I can't wait to hear
her
this.
Husband. I go, "Oh, what they do on the bus? They have an enormous cooler on the bus. I know that."
Yes, we're a little extra, but we're not swingers. If that's what they told you.
Wait, now can I? Why is she immediately throwing that down our throats?
Because that's what everyone's mind goes to.
I have, like I think she's being a little too cautious about this swingers thing. I think there's something going on. Like four times off the air, she's like, "We're not swingers." Like, no one's
listen,
accusing
I wish
you.
Our life was more interesting, but it's really not.
This person says that they know somebody that's connected to you.
Okay.
Firsthand.
Uh-huh.
And so I did a little research over the weekend, and I couldn't find any info on you. And I thought to myself, well, that's because Lauren probably... She's got an alter ego anyway. She's got her Lauren blog, and then she's Kiss Lauren, and you know,
40 accounts.
There's 40 different accounts going on for her. But this person disagrees with you and does say that they know somebody who says that you and Dallas are in the swingers community.
Shut up.
Dead serious. 100% G-O-D.
You're lying.
Dead serious.
And let me tell you,
she says that she knows somebody who knows that you are in it.
And you know why I believe you? It's because like four times off the air.
I said it twice.
She's been saying like, "We're not swingers. We're not swingers." I'm like, no one's accusing you of
a
swinger.
You're lying. That's not what someone said.
I swear I'm not lying to you.
That's hilarious.
Off the bus. Yes, it was. And it caught me by surprise.
Why do you think
I didn't say anything to you two on the bus? Because I was like,
let me tell you
I'm
why
not
I
bringing
know,
it up.
But
I don't
let
wanna...
me tell you why I know this is a bold-faced lie. Not only because it's not true, but... My husband's not even in the same city as me half the time. Like, we have to be
what?
In this...
That's more of a reason I would believe.
Hold on a second. let's clarify something. Are you saying I'm lying?
No. I'm just saying, like, okay. I know that that is a bold-faced lie.
You're right. I'm not lying. It was somebody who was sitting. I don't know who it was, but they're closer to the front.
See, and we didn't really talk, like...
Didn't talk to them much.
Yeah.
I know.
I mean, we talked to everyone on the bus, but, like, nobody said, like, oh, I know you through X, Y, and Z or anything like that. I don't even know anyone.
To be honest.
Lauren, I know you through Deborah. You know, the one that you hook up with Daryl and, you know, your little swingers group.
She said...
That's hilarious.
And she gave me the website that you guys go on.
Oh, well, let's look up at the website.
I can't get on.
What do you mean you can't?
You have to make a login and all that stuff.
I'll
and
give
I was
you my
like...
login. I'm just kidding.
So she says that like Loren in Dallas is part of this website where you can, I guess, see their profile.
I'm sitting outside the bus.
That is hilarious.
I'm drinking my Mick Ultra because it's 95 calories and it's basically water, not a lot of alcohol content. And she comes up. I said, hey, how you doing? Are you enjoying it? Because she wasn't talking much, and she was there with her boyfriend or her husband.
Yeah, maybe you were drunk.
No, it was the first stop. And she goes, great, I'm having a great time. She goes, I know something funny about Loren, but you promised not to say anything? I was like, sure I do. I promised not to say anything.
You're like, not right now.
I said, what is it? She goes, we have mutual friends who are in the swingers community, and Loren and Dallas are part of that as well. And I said, where? Down in Fort Mill. I said, well, she lives in South Charlotte, so I can't imagine. Well, they move around.
No. Get out of here.
What does that mean, they move around?
I guess they go to different parties or meetups and stuff.
I do find this hilarious, though.
And I said, is there a website or something that I can see a picture of her or I can go on? And she said that it's mostly anonymous stuff, but there is a website, like a meetup website in the Charlotte
and surrounding
areas.
Like, I wonder how they thought they knew. Do you know what I mean? Like, because I wonder who they think they know.
Here's the other thing. Apparently,
it's not enough information.
Even if you're denying it, I got bad news for you because a lot of people in that community know about it.
Knows about Loren?
Uh-huh.
Not in any community.
So a lot of people in that community
know
that Loren's part of the community.
Like, my husband is going to be really upset that you're spreading rumors now because you are so...
You're
like,
here denying it, though.
I know, but...
Okay, I believe you.
But there's... You thought... Okay, yeah, I know. Now you're giving a wink. But here's the thing, though. Now, even if... Let's just go out into your fantasy world and say that I was.
It's not my fantasy world. I didn't make this up.
But would I admit that on the radio? So it doesn't matter which way I go with the conversation because it looks like I'm lying either way.
I don't think you would admit it on the radio.
Exactly.
Yeah. So,
See, so are you now saying we're all that? Confused. Wait, am I a swinger?
I don't know. Are you? By the way, save that clip.
Producer Nicole, what say you about all this?
Do you think she's part of the swinging community?
It was the weirdest conversation I had.
Lola, let's go ahead and go back. Manny, you and your conversations, I don't know what to trust. I don't know how dramatic you're being. I don't know if she mentioned Loren in one sentence and then mentioned swinging in another sentence. So I'm going to have to, I believe Loren on this one.
Can you get this person on the phone?
I don't even know who it was.
I was going to say, I would love to dive deeper into it.
Maybe they'll call into the show.
They were very quiet.
But here's my thing. Here's my only thing about it.
And they're not swingers. They know somebody who says that you are.
Well, that's fine. I just want to hear their side of the story because it's not true. So I would love to see like where they got that information from.
Are you tearing up?
No.
When we had
I think it's funny. I was probably crying because I was laughing so hard.
When we had our 5 a.m. meeting, Manny made it perfectly known that he didn't want to tell anyone on the staff what it is. And throughout this morning, Loren has talked about this, that she's not a swinger.
I was joking.
So I find it interesting that the one nugget that Manny actually had, you know, it's like if you walk up to someone that just burglarized a store and he's like, I didn't steal anything. Mm-hmm. And they're like, I didn't accuse you. You know what I'm saying?
All right, we're going to discuss more. Plus, we've got $1,000 for you coming up in 3 minutes with the KISS cash code. But if you want to jump in on the conversation, if you've ever been accused of something that you didn't do, or maybe there's a rumor about you that wasn't true, share it with Loren. How can she manage this? Because the person told me that there's a lot of people that think that you're in that community.
I would love to know.
All right, we'll discuss further coming up in 5 minutes.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
Being accused of something that you did not do, how do you fix the image?
I'm not talking about this anymore.
Well, I think you should, because a lot of people are texting in. Manny said that he heard from someone that Loren was a part of a swinging community. And then But the more you think about it, you can never imagine Loren. Loren's very territorial over Dallas. She loves Dallas.
Someone who is on the haunted bus tour told me that their friends are in the community, and they know firsthand that Loren and another news anchor, prominent news anchor, are in this community.
Is BS.
And you told me the news anchor, and I know that person. And I don't think he'd be in it.
I don't even feel the need to defend myself. It's so far from the realm of possibility.
I agree. Now, listen, do you remember the time when I told you guys a story that somebody went to Tweetsie Railroad and claimed to be me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Tweetsie, like, called the radio station because they thought it was me, too. You know, they were like, hey, Maney was up here and he was rude to the people. And all it takes is somebody just to be like, hey, I'm Maney from Kiss. I want free tickets and blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
And then they don't know that because they don't know what I look like. I mean, this was years ago. Maybe now they do. We've come a long way. But point being, Loren, is I believe you, but I can't. I mean, would you want me on Friday night to say, hey, come here and talk to her?
Yes.
Ooh, what would you say to her?
Y'all know I am the most confrontational person in the world, and I would have her get on the phone, whoever thought they knew.
Pull your phone out.
Which is why I'm like, if she's listening, like, I would love to speak to her.
Somebody said I'd be pissed if I were Loren, Maney kept running his mouth about how she's a swing. I'm telling you, I'm giving you the opportunity to tell, so you have the airwaves to say what you're not. Which is a swinger. I believe you. What I couldn't believe is that your name popped up.
I mean, I don't even know what to say to you. Honestly.
Here, I'll take some of the heat off of you. I probably get picked up by a swingers couple one time. Y'all remember in 2015 when I was at Epicenter drunk and I woke up in Concord at a couple's house?
Yeah.
There you go, Loren.
A lot of people.
My laundry isn't the greatest, my friend.
I believe Loren, in order to be a swinger, she would have to be okay with her husband hooking up with someone. And I don't see her doing that.
She's not.
Loren is too territorial. She'd be in jail before swinging.
I agree with that.
I agree with that statement as well.
Loren loves her Dallas.
Loren is too jealous. Maybe someone stole Loren's pictures and is posting at her. So,
and that's happened before.
Okay, but here's the thing. Like, what's your end game in that situation? Like, you use my photo, then you show up and you're not me.
I know. And that's not what she said. She said she has friends who are swingers and they verify, they know that you are in the community. So I don't even know where that came from. Like, how does that get mixed up? Like, how does that friend who told the person on the bus get that story wrong? Like, where's that coming from? That's the only reason why I brought it up.
Maybe you and Amanda are in the swinging community and they're getting the couples confused.
That's happened more than once.
Right.
Listen.
I'm trying to take the heat off, Loren.
I don't even care. Like, honestly, like, I do not feel the need to defend myself.
You don't have to. I think you did already.
You keep looking at me like I have something to say, and I don't have anything else to say about it. It's not friggin' true.
Oh, good. Okay. Don't swear.
She did swear.
All right.
She said freaking. That's not a bad word.
I believe you, Loren, honestly. Not that you care. And I think everybody listening believes you. But isn't it weird that your name is thrown around in that stuff?
I want to know.
I don't know.
I mean, you're in the public eye. That's the problem. What?
I would love to talk to someone in the community, not on the air, off the air, because I'm so fascinated. Like, there's a website, and, like, you log in, and there's, you know what I mean? Like, I'm so fascinated by that whole process.
Yeah. It's interesting. You know what it is? They're a good-looking couple, and people want them to be in the community.
Oh, Dallas and Loren's a hot couple. Yeah. That's for sure.
Sure are.
Don't try to butter me up now.
Why are you mad at me?
Because I don't believe you.
Do you think you don't believe that this story happened?
I kind of don't.
Well, see, now that makes me mad.
Like, I would really like to hear from the person who said it.
The person didn't want me to call you out. I was outside the bus. I go, oh, Loren. She goes, no, don't.
Okay.
And believe me, I kept it in the back of my head. I didn't even say anything to you or Nicole until the next morning.
Okay.
Ooh,
it's
the
fine.
Rent that you made it up.
And believe me, if I was going to make something up, it would be way better. It would be about, like, sex change.
That's not even a good belief. That's not even a good thing to make up.
Don't be mad at me.
All right, I'm not. I don't really care.
I agree.
Okay.
I just, okay. Okay. I guess I didn't have to bring it up.
Well, no, I would want to know if someone is out there thinking that I'm part of a community or that I'm not part of. I'd like to.
Right.
If someone ever accuses me of something, bring it to my attention.
I know you and Dallas aren't, which makes it more interesting to me that your names are or your name was in that conversation.
Okay.
Which is hilarious. Now, is it possible that it could be somebody else from another radio show?
Oh,
hey, I don't know.
We get confused a lot. It's possible.
We do. I mean, how many times does some other show do a contest and people call us? Or that happens quite a bit. You know, and I think I know. No, I don't want to go with that. Never mind. Never mind.
It could be somebody. Someone texted in from area code 609 and said maybe someone who doesn't like Loren is spreading rumors.
Maybe.
Oh, that's awful. Who doesn't like Loren? She's the best. Right. Most lovable. What?
I could think of a few people.
you got some enemies.
Yeah, you
got some enemies out there.
Yeah, maybe somebody who was in the community reached out at some point and got spurned.
Ever been invited? Anyone ever invite you over for lasagna or whatever code words they use?
No.
Pineapple.
Pineapples.
No, nobody's invited me for pineapple.
Does Loren have a pineapple flag in front of her house? I heard that was a thing.
Is that the thing?
Yeah. No.
I don't know.
All right. Listen. Sorry.
We're here to say Loren is not in that community. If you hear any rumors about her being in that community, it is not true.
Shut them down. Tell them to call me.
No one's going to call you. They're going to be too afraid. All right. There you go. We do have a senseless survey coming up.
Yeah, it's brand new. It's where I'm going to be calling this girl named Rebecca. And I ended up trying to play a little. I mean, the whole thing's a prank, but I try to even play a prank inside of a prank and it doesn't go well.
Well, it's pretty funny. And it's all coming up in under 10 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
Your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Loren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa.
All right, Loren, do what you do best.
All right, so there are reports coming out that Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson's relationship was hollow, that it was a hollow engagement, that there were actually no wedding plans made as of yet.
I believe that.
I do, too. I feel like they kind of, I don't want to say rushed to get engaged, but it happened very quickly. But, you know, the entire summer, she could have locked down a venue, a wedding dress, and other things, but we're told that that didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
So
I believe it.
Pete Davidson also broke his silence over the weekend. He got up on stage at an event and said that he was going through some stuff. He also made some jokes about needing a roommate.
So bummed out that there is no new SNL this weekend. They're on hiatus again next weekend.
I know. So here's the thing. Will it be too old in 2 weeks to bring up?
Yes.
Yeah, it worked out well for him.
See,
do you think she timed it perfectly?
Like yeah, I kind of do.
Like she probably wanted to do this a week or two ago.
Well, I had heard some things too that it the weekend. Remember, she was supposed to be on SNL.
Yeah,
and she didn't do it. I heard that they had already hit the rocks at that point, and that she thought that things were falling apart, which is why she didn't go. But I mean,
that's interesting.
It could be that. That's a lot of hearsay too. But I mean, still. Hey.
I heard that.
Everyone's dishing the facts all around today.
Yeah, I heard that Ariana and Pete were also in that swingers community.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Did you get a wind of that or no?
No.
Okay.
I didn't hear that in our circle. Hailey Baldwin, she may have been the one behind the quick courthouse run with Justin Bieber. Now, everyone thought, of course, Justin was the one that was like, no, let's go and get married very quickly. But she was the one who brought it up. She wanted to show the world just how serious they were.
Okay.
And Matthew Broderick is going to join the cast of The Conners, which is the Roseanne spinoff.
What's he
going
to play?
He is going to be Lori's on-screen boyfriend, Peter. So he'll make his first appearance. Isn't it on tomorrow night?
I think so, yeah.
It won't be tomorrow night. It'll be the week after.
Okay.
Yeah.
Loren, someone says that maybe you and Dallas are hanging out with a swinging couple, and you don't know.
Maybe. I don't know.
No, you're just...
Doesn't matter. My queen over there is not part of any circle, and so squash the rumors, everybody. Mm-hmm. Her husband, Dallas, too.
Yep, squash him.
He's way too professional.
All right, so I found something that you can use in the kitchen, and it's not the most glamorous item in the world, but it is very functional. I can never find a sponge in my kitchen. It always ends up in an, like, I have no idea where the
right
sponge
goes.
Right
by the sink.
It's never there, though.
Okay.
I found, if you're going to wash your dishes by hand, you know how you used to put the gloves on?
Yeah.
These are gloves that have sponges all over the hands. Oh, so they're already nice. Attached, so you sponge can't gloves. Lose them. Yeah, sponge gloves. But they are silicone and easy to clean, so we'll have that up for you at kiss951.com.
They're definitely called sponge glove square pants, right? I mean, is that right. not the best name?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You can go check that out and other things that Loren likes up on the website or the app, kiss951.com. We got a lot to get to. You know what we got to talk about? We got to talk about the Panthers' big win yesterday. We got to get to that. Plus, Roy went and saw the movie Halloween.
Yes.
But he wasn't happy about a lot of the things that he saw on screen.
It was a great movie. I just get stuck on the stupidest things.
All right. We'll get to that, too, all coming up in just about 8 minutes.
Hey. Want to get dirtier? For more celeb sleaze, click the dirty at kiss951.com. Yes. This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on Kiss95.1.
Got your Game Diggers ball tickets all week long. Tomorrow, make sure you're listening around, I would say just around 7 a.m. for your shot to win those tickets.
We still got the Kiss Cash code, the next co-word. To unlock $1,000 comes your way at 11 a.m. with Cameron.
We had the Haunted House bus tour on Friday night. A lot of winners jumped on the bus, and we got to go VIP through 13th Acre and the 901 haunted. It's like a haunted forest, both of them. It's the
90, really?
Yeah, the 901 Nightmare, and it was fun. They did a great job with all of them.
The outside haunted houses. I like those better. Because even when you're walking through nothing, you still feel like somebody's going to jump out at you.
Yeah, because you're in, like, the dark woods.
It's so open, yeah.
The one issue with it, though, is that both places only had one porta-potty, if I may say.
One?
Maybe they should add another. But the thing that they did have was tons of acres of woods. So it was like the zombie apocalypse, watching people coming in and out of the woods, like, you know.
Using the restroom.
Using the restroom.
Oh, yeah. And we all did it, too.
Producer Nicole did it, too. What happened to you, though? Tell Roy.
So we decided to ditch the line at the porta potty. So it was like Lauren, me. It was like a bunch of us, like four girls. We decided to go in the woods in the back. And like we, you know, you have to, unless you're squatting, you got to have something to hold on to. So I'm holding on to this tree, like a tree. I mean, it's like, what, I don't know, 20 feet tall. It's okay. A tree. And I'm holding on to it. And then all of a sudden you just see it leaning. And then the roots coming up. It hits the ground. I hit the ground. It was a whole thing.
You pulled
a tree?
She peed
all over herself, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, no, I pulled really? A whole tree, uprooted everything. Yeah.
Oh, my God. The tree collapsed.
You're the only one I know that would pee in the woods and then break the tree that you're peeing next
no,
to.
No, like it sounded like how it sounds when a tree falls. Yeah, like it was like 20-foot-plus tree that fell.
You know what? Probably because before you, 50 dudes came through and picked that tree and softened it up.
And also, she pushed me while I was in there. She came in behind me.
We tried to go in and scare all the guys while they were going.
Well, she got physical with me.
Oh, while you're using the restroom?
Yeah, she pushed me.
Here comes the dramatics. Literally went to go scare him, went like, ha, and
Oh, man. And the other thing that was huge over the weekend was the Panthers won yesterday, which was awesome. Big Panthers
win. Who
were they
playing?
The Super Bowl champion, Philadelphia Eagles, in Philadelphia.
Okay.
I'm back.
That's interesting.
They're back home against Baltimore this weekend.
And make sure you join KISS whenever they're home. We do have the Ink and Ivy End Zone tailgate party. It's going to be right there at Church and 3rd Street before every home game. And it's brought to you by Keffer Chrysler, Jeep Dodge Ram, Carolina View, Real Estate Group, and Cheerwine Soft Drinks.
You know, I'm watching the game yesterday, and I was thinking to myself, we have such a cool owner. The new owner of the Panthers' name is David Tepper. He's a hedge fund guy, billionaire, and he's just like, he's from Pittsburgh, Loren.
Yeah, he used to own share in the Steelers.
Now, I wonder if he knows that you were Miss Pennsylvania and you're from Pittsburgh.
I don't know.
I don't see
him. I'm sure
much.
He doesn't even know who I am.
Well, I want to change that.
Maybe he listens to us.
Well, that's the thing is, like, maybe somebody in his office listens to us or something. And you know what? He hasn't done a lot of interviews.
No, I don't see him on TV much.
He did a press conference, but that was it. But I wonder if anybody knows Tepper and they can, like, hook up. I would love to chat with him. Get him in the studio. Welcome him to Charlotte. It's a big deal owning the Panthers.
Oh, yeah.
Let him get the Kiss95.1 welcome he deserves. We need to do the who you know thing. You know the contest?
Oh, yeah.
Like, where if you can get David Tepper to call, we'll hook you up with cash.
Yeah, who's got cash?
I'm sure we have a budget somewhere. Nicole?
I'd be willing to put my own money on the line. Nicole, would you be willing to put your own money on the line to get David Tepper to call if somebody got him?
I think all together we'll be able to find $500.
500?
Is that the number?
I was going to start lower.
I was going to start at maybe like,
there's four of us.
One or two.
I'll throw a couple bills in.
A couple bills?
Yeah.
What's 500 divided by four? Take Lauren out of it. Nicole. Take Nicole out of it.
Yeah, I guess it would just be.
So 500 divided by three. You got to take that thing. I don't know how we're
going to. Is there a lot of decimals?
It's 166.66667.
Right. Oh, there's a lot of sixes in there.
No, it's a little under $200 a piece. That's doable.
Yeah, we could do that.
Now, but who knows David Tepper? That's the question.
I'm sure someone. I mean, we broadcast all the way up north to Winston-Salem and Fancy Gap, Virginia, all the way south down to Columbia, all the way, you know, out toward Nashville. Someone listening to our voices.
Hmm. I think he was born in South Carolina.
I was going to say, is he living here now?
Didn't he live in South Carolina? I don't know. All right. Roy put producer Nicole put the number out there. If you know David Tepper or you know somebody who works in David Tepper's office or somebody that can actually set it up, because we could call over to the Panthers like everybody does and ask for media availability, but that's
boring. Yeah, he's not going
to. Yeah, he's still based in New Jersey too.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, at least they're in the same time zone.
If you think you might be able to get David Tepper on the phone with the MRL show, that'd be $500 in your pocket for you. Is this him? Hi, MRL show.
Oh, hang on. Oh. Our producer picked it up.
Oh, my God. Is that him?
Did he just call us, Nicole? If he's that much of a fan, he's just driving around.
Hey, I can't believe you guys are talking about me.
You going to send me the $500? I can invest that $500 and turn it into $5,000.
It says Tepper was born in Pittsburgh. I thought for some reason he lived in South Carolina.
As an owner, does he have to live here or can he pretty much
live? I think he can. I think he has multiple residences. I think he even has a residence in Florida, to be honest with you.
And we know
I've got like 4-6 degrees of separation between Mamie living in from New Jersey. Mm-hmm. He's from had stock in the Steelers and then lives in Florida. Like, we've got to know someone who knows him.
And by the Nicole, was that him who just called?
Do you really want to know what it was?
Yeah.
It was someone listening to the other radio station, and they're doing topic about giving your dog away to win the lottery.
Man.
Mm. Giving your dog away.
By the way, ours is kind of like a lottery. We're telling you, if you could get David Tepper to call into the MRL show, you get $500.
And we're not the show that gets rid of puppies, by the way.
That's right.
Other morning shows get rid of your doggies, not us.
Speaking of the lottery, tomorrow we are going to have some lottery tickets for you. We'll tell you how to win those. We're going to send our buddy out.
People texting?
Yeah, someone said the Cam Newton knows him.
Yeah.
Well, of course Cam knows him.
Yeah, but that's not fair. Like, we want somebody that needs the $500 to win the $500. Like, maybe you know Tepper's assistant, you know?
Maybe he's like your second cousin who attended that one wedding that you saw him in the background.
And by the way, if he does call in, let's not go, you know, we'll play it cool.
I can assure you, if David Tepper calls in, I'll be playing it cool. That.
And what do you own again? What are you famous for?
Tell me exactly what you do.
All right, like soccer?
If you think you could have David Tepper call in, and we'll leave it open-ended. It's got to be between 6 and 10.
Okay.
Monday through Friday. Mm-hmm. If he calls into Cameron's show or AJ's show, that doesn't count.
Okay.
All right, $500 could be yours.
This is the MRL Morning Show with me, Roy, and Lorette on Kiss 95.1.
Somebody, you went and saw the new Halloween movie?
Yeah, and it, I mean, besides the fact of me going to the movies with the medical boot as a whole thing, you know, I was leaving, somebody came out and they were like, oh my God, it's Roy, I listen to the show, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I would stop and talk, but it's going to take me forever to get to the... I got to go.
Can you walk with me?
Yeah, I was like, you're leaving. I can't. It's going to take me forever to get to my seat, and the movie starts in 5.
Let's walk and talk.
Yeah. And, you know, me going upstairs is a whole thing. But when I was watching the movie, it was really good.
Why did you go to a theater that was upstairs?
Well, all theaters are upstairs, aren't they?
Yeah, you got to walk. I guess you could have sat at the bottom.
I mean, there's steps, like 3 of them, and then there's stairs, which is, like, a lot.
Well, this is like stadium seating.
Oh, so you sat upstairs in the theater?
Yeah, I sat like second to last row.
Okay. I was just curious. I'm trying to picture it in my head.
Yeah, well, the theater I go to is pretty big.
Okay.
It's like assigned seats, and then you get like a sofa that leans back.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
It's one of the cool ones. Mm-hmm. But it was a good movie. I was in the spirit. I watched the first original Halloweens that day, made Sterling watch. Sterling, by the way, so mad at me that I forced him to go to this movie. Still not over.
Why?
He's not a big fan.
He doesn't like it.
No,
Amanda doesn't either. Amanda hates like the commercials for scary movies.
Oh, yeah. I mean, while the previews were going, he's like, why did I agree?
Having anxiety about it.
But when I'm watching this movie, I get stuck on these like little details that I can't get past. And I have a couple of them. One, the police car was hideous. It was like I've never seen a cop car look like this.
None of these are spoiler alerts, right?
None of them are because they're so minute details.
Okay. It's like technical.
It's very technical. The sheriff, which is patrolling the streets, the one and only sheriff in town, unit number one, the bad old sheriff, has a police force also of like 100 cops.
Out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere. Like, once there's a murder, then there's like 40 cops on scene. And I'm like, where were those guys?
Yeah.
When the lone sheriff was patrolling.
Yeah. And meanwhile, you're not even paying attention to the movie because you're questioning the realism of it.
Yeah.
I know.
And then so Michael Myers was you know, it's been 40 years. If you guys have seen The Thing, it's been 40 years for him. Now he's back on the run killing people. It's been 40 years. And this guy knows how to open up a Ford Fusion trunk. Like, I couldn't get past that. I'm like, how did he know to open up the trunk?
He's using an iPhone. And Loren, he filtered his Instagram image.
You know what I mean? It's like those little things. I mean, it was a good movie, but I'm like, what's going on?
You know, I took a class in college, and it was like, I can't remember exactly what the name of the class was, but it was like film continuity or something like that. And it ruined the way that I watched movies.
Yeah.
Because it would be like somebody would walk through a door, but the door then was open in the next shot. You know what I mean? But they closed it.
Yeah.
So it ruins you.
It does. It makes you like notice all those little minute details. Yeah. And I've never really watched a movie the same way.
I love going on the websites where you can find out like, I think IMDb has it.
Mm-hmm.
If you put in a movie, it'll say screw ups or something like that. And everybody has posted them. For me, the thing that always gets me is like the realism, and it happens more often because it's in a lot of movies where like there's a news report and the news anchor is like live and it never happens. So, because in the real life news, if you throw to like a murder scene or you throw to anything, it's them talking about what happened at that location either days earlier, hours earlier. Like, for instance, Ray Carruth was just released from prison after nearly 20 years. The news is there. In the movie, the anchor would be able to, like, live. The timing is perfect. And the news anchor or the reporter goes, sir, how are you doing? Do you have anything that you want to say? You know what I mean? Like, and it's so not believable to me. I can't get over that thing.
The news?
Yeah, they're like, we're here live waiting for, and then all of a sudden he shows up. They're like, how you doing? Do you have a comment for us? You know?
Yeah.
And it never happens
perfect
that
timing.
Way. Never on the news does it happen that way.
No.
It's always just a boring shot of a house. The courthouse, that's a big one, right? In all these movies and TV shows.
Courthouse.
He's coming out of the courthouse now. Let me try and get a word with him. Like, the attorneys are going to let him talk to you.
Right.
You're right, Roy. Now I'm all fired up.
Right? It's like the little details just like them.
Another one that is big, and y'all Southern folk know this, and I learned this when I moved to Arkansas from New Jersey. You know that movies about the South that feature GD in them are not realistic.
Yeah.
Any movie about anything that took place in the Southern and your Southern character is using GD is not realistic. Hollywood producers, Hollywood directors.
They've never been to the South.
I'm telling you, they will not use GD down here.
Those words are not spoken of.
Yes.
Yeah. I have a hard time getting past when actors are doing fake Southern accents.
Oh, yeah.
I can't get past it. I can't. Like, you really gotta be really good.
Yeah.
Did you like Southern accent?
Leo's accent, obviously his character in Django was terrible, but his accent in Django, do you remember that?
I can't remember.
Leo DiCaprio? It was over the top, but I think
he pulled
it off.
But Southern people aren't over the top. I'm Southern, and maybe some words are more Southern than others.
Yeah.
But like half the time you wouldn't even really, I don't have that much of a dialect.
Yeah,
and
unless...
then some people sound like they have marbles in your mouth, and that's true. Some people do, but like.
I was going to say, if you're playing like a caricature of someone in the South, then you've got the over the top.
Hey, what? This is a funny question that we can throw out there to you guys. Get on the phones with us right away. We'll talk to you here in like 3 minutes. What movie was so bad that you upped and walked out of the theater? You just couldn't get past it. It was the acting was terrible. It wasn't realistic. You got up and you left the theater. How often does that happen? 704-570-9595. What movie did you just get up in the middle and walk out on?
Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's KISS 95.1.
You know, it's funny. We threw out there, if you knew David Tepper and you can have the owner of the Panthers call into the MRL show.
We
give you $500 if you can make that happen.
Yeah.
And this is exactly what we're talking about. Somebody tweeted and said that they know someone who works in his personal office. Not for the Panthers, but for him.
Oh, better reach out.
That's great.
And so if you see, that's how that works. So if you know someone who works for David Tepper and you want $500, you say, hey, you know, can you have him call into the show?
I'd be calling him favors for $500.
No kidding.
Although, should we have done it? Like, we'll donate $500 to a charity of your choice to make him feel even more guilt into calling? Like, listen, bro, like...
Yeah, but
they're
I don't want
to donate it to charity. You should call in.
But I don't want him to feel guilted. I just want him to call in.
Okay.
Just to get to kind of say hi to a morning show. I think we represent Charlotte. A lot of these other morning shows are in other cities all across the country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, Charlotte just happens to be the spot where they work out of. But we love Charlotte. We're for Charlotte.
Okay.
Nobody wants our show out of the city.
That's true. Some other morning show today was getting rid of puppies or something. Not us.
Hey, Brianna. How are you? Good morning.
Hi. Good. How are you?
Do you know David Tepper?
I don't. I called about the movie thing, but I do watch a lot of football, so.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be cool to have the owner of the Panthers on? I mean, he's only the second owner ever. We could get to know him a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. Because, like, my grandpa was, like, he went to, like, the first ever game for, like, at the new stadium and stuff. So he's, like, a big, like, OG owner fan. So, like, getting to hear from the new guy would be pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, $500 is out there if anybody knows David Tepper. And we'll leave it open-ended. You can just call in. But Brianna, what Roy was mentioning something about a movie that he saw.
Yeah, I was watching Halloween. I couldn't get past some of the details on like how it's been 40 years since Michael Myers has been roaming the streets, yet he somehow knew how to open up a Ford Fusion trunk with no issue.
But you didn't walk out. You were just annoyed.
I did not. I don't know. I'm trying to think if there's ever been a movie that I've just walked out of. Have you, Brianna?
Yeah, so I'm a big book nerd, so like I make a purpose of like watching movies of books that I read and like writing a blog about them. So, and a lot of movies like I can put up with, like they're small little continuity things, but you can put up with because they get lost in translation. But the Divergent movie was so bad. Like, I'm so glad that my best friend and I had a theater to ourselves because we were just like blankly trashing the movie really loudly, and eventually we just gave up and like, really, I can't do this, and we walked out.
It's funny because I liked that movie, but I don't know that I read those books.
Well, I think when you read books, it ruins the movie. There was one movie that just came out where about the video games.
Ready Player One.
Ready Player One. And throughout the whole movie, Sterling's going, that's not right. I'm enjoying it. Leave me alone.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
Yeah. And so the cool thing about our job, Brianna, and there's not a lot of cool things about it, but one of the things is that we get invited to movie premieres. You know, they want like the media to come and watch movies. So we get like we get on an invite list. And so I always, because I feel like the movie company has given us the opportunity to see the movie at the end, Brianna, when they ask for comments, I always give positive comments. Even if I didn't love the movie, I try and find something. Oh, yeah, totally.
Why?
I feel bad giving a negative comment. Huh. I just do.
But that's the whole point of you getting there. So to review this for the studio.
Right.
That's
so you're
true.
Actually doing them a disservice. I almost walked out of Red Sparrow. With Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh, yeah.
And I was at one of those premieres, and I told him, I was like, it was, and it wasn't that the story was bad. There was a lot of nudity and a lot of like really, really, really aggressive fight scenes.
Mm.
And there was a point where these two people were beating each other so badly that like I couldn't sit through it anymore.
Wow. Did you see Red Sparrow, Brianna?
I did.
She's like, loved it.
Best of the fight scenes were great.
It was okay. Like, I like love going to movies, so like it's like my pastime. Like, I'm bored, let's go to a movie. Like, I did see it, but like it's on like the top like number one list. But you guys were talking about accents, and this is completely unrelated, but my favorite thing to do is, like, watch, like, TV shows or movies with people that have, like, Australian accents or, like, British accents, and they're putting on an American accent. And, like, I'll rewatch things just to pinpoint where, like, their accent breaks on words that they can't say in an American accent.
I just got into watching How to Get Away with Murder, and evidently one of the characters is a Harry Potter character. And so Sterling is like, oh, he has the worst accent ever. And I'm like, well, he sounds fine. He sounds American. Yet Sterling's like.
Hugh Laurie, too, is British. Isn't he?
The guy from House? And I think he had a great American accent.
I don't know if he's British or Irish something. Yeah. But he definitely has an accent.
I was gonna mention to Brianna, but I hung up on her and let her continue her day. I wanted to get up and walk out of the movie that I went to see with Loren's brother, Vin, and that was the last Jurassic Park movie.
Was that bad?
Oh, it was so bad. And I gave them a bad review.
I still haven't seen it.
I gave it a bad review. When I walked out, they're like, what'd you think? I go, it wasn't great. It was dark. It was weird. And it was just, it's just a money grab for Disney.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's a Disney movie now. I don't know. I don't know if they own, whoever it was. They were like, okay, we have to make three of them. This is the second one.
Well, Vinny said, my brother said it was a, basically the second first one, like the first series of them, one and two. He said it was, they basically took the second installment and just remade it again.
Yeah, and it's just, I don't know, there's a lot of things I couldn't get over, like Roy said, but I don't remember because it was back in June, but I remember being like, what? That's no way.
And then you take a movie like King Kong, which I thought for sure that was crap from the previews to everything, and you came out loving it.
Yeah, with Samuel L. Jackson. Yeah. That was really good.
Yeah, that was crap.
Shot really well and all that stuff. So just tweet to at the MRL show and let us know what movies you got up and walked out on so that we can remember. Hey, here's someone that says, I would never leave a movie. I paid for the movie. I'll force myself to sit through it.
You know you can get a refund.
Can you?
That amuses me when people do that.
I had to get up and walk out of a bad mom's Christmas because my boyfriend's mom, who's very religious and against cursing, had an absolute fit over a man of the cussing. I had to leave within the first 10 minutes.
My mom took my brother when he was real little, when the first Bad Santa came out. She had no idea what she was walking into, and it was like my brother and his like high school girlfriend at the time.
Awesome.
That is awesome.
All right, keep them coming at the MRL show, the movies you walked out on.
Go behind the scenes with our weekly Wrap Party podcast. Access it with the Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
Now it's time for three with the QCB.
Did you see what the Carolina Panthers did yesterday to the defending Super Bowl champs? Philly was up 17-0 going into the fourth quarter. The Panthers scored 21 straight to take the W. And people think Ray Caruth being released is a big comeback story. In box office news, Halloween took the top box office spot by taking in $77 million, which is the second highest horror opening of all time behind Stephen King's It. But what was more record-breaking, the two black people that was in Halloween survived halfway through the movie. Britney Spears announced she'll be back performing in Vegas starting February 2019. And her new show is called Domination. Well, after seeing Britney Spears perform live, it should be called something else. Abomination. That's easy money, son. At 3 with the QCB.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.